It is with pleasure that I now welcome to the podium renowned Rabbi Dr. Nissen Shulman, Jewish history teacher at Yeshiva University, to introduce Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schachter.
It would be very easy to introduce our guest as a leading rabbi, author, community leader, and scholar. One can apply to him all the qualities that are described in the Torah, in this Sedra, and in later on in Forim, in appointing leadership of our people, the Sanhedrin and so on, Chachamim, Nevonim, etc. But specifics tell us how truly outstanding for our time our guest really is. He's a PhD from Harvard University in Near Eastern languages. He is a doctorate in history. He was on the faculty there for years. For 20 years, the rabbi of the Jewish Center of the West Side of New York, the pulpit previously occupied by Leo Young and then Norman Lamb, a pulpit that grew under his leadership from 160 members to 800 members. He was dean of the Soloveitchik Institute in Boston, carrying on the work of the Rav from there. And his famous Yarche Kala program for in-service training for rabbis included as a leading participant my son, your own newly elected Mora D'Asra, for Rabbi Schachter is a rabbi's rabbi, a teacher's teacher. Now he is university professor of Yeshiva University, involved with interdisciplinary lectures in Jewish thought and history, involved with training of rabbis and community leaders, as well as serving as senior scholar of their Center for Jewish Future. There's much more to say about this dynamic and wonderful Rav and friend. But above all, for me personally, he is a worthy son of a worthy father. My friend, Rabbi Herschel Schachter, one of the liberators of Buchenwald, who saved many lives at that time. 52 years rabbi of the Mashalu Parkway Jewish Center, a past president of the Rabbinical Council and of the Council of Presidents of Major Jewish Organizations, a dear friend of many, many years, with whom for almost 10 of them I had a personal kvius to learn as a chavruso. He is a person who was one of the great speakers of my generation, just as his son is one of the great speakers, leaders, and mentors of your generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Rabbi Jacob J. Schachter.
Thank you so very much, Rabbi Nissen Shulman, for that introduction, and in particular for the reference to my father, who enjoyed for many years the closeness of the relationship that he had with you. Thank you so much. Bereshus Mora D'Asra, Rabbi Shulman, Mrs. Shulman, Rabbi Shulman's father, Rabbi Shulman, Rabbi and Mrs. Shulman's children, Rabbi Lerner, distinguished Rabbanim from this great city of St. Louis, President Bobby Meadow, honoree Barry Needle, distinguished Torah teachers who were so beautifully honored this evening as well, the dinner co-chairs Rachel Lubchansky and Bonnie Goldmeyer, ladies and gentlemen, Morai v'Rabosai. The last time I was here was in February of 2007. Baruch shehechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. What an exceptionally wonderful simcha we celebrate tonight. The installation of a new rav for your great shul, not just a new rav, but this new rav. Rabbi Shulman, as you already know in the few months that he and his family have been with you, a formidable Talmud Chacham, a really great teacher, a wonderful mensch, a wise leader, my beloved chaver and my beloved colleague. What an amazing mood we feel here this evening. There's such a sense of excitement, not only here this evening, but bechlal in this shul, a sense of joy, a sense of hakaras hatov, a sense of optimism for the future. The Marrakesh room. I was in Marrakesh. This looks much nicer, much nicer than the real Marrakesh. It's prettier, and it's cleaner, and it's certainly much more meaningful. You've chosen a new rav, and you've chosen wisely. You have chosen very wisely. You're about now to embark on a new chapter in the very special and meaningful history of this great shul. It takes time for us to get what we want. As individuals, we want to have health, and we want to have nachas, and we want to have parnasa. It takes time. It takes time as a community to get what we want. And you have made a very important move that Amitz Hashem will ensure that you are well on the way to get what you want and to achieve your goals, to have a vibrant and a thriving community, united by a common vision, a common value system, a mikdash ma'at l'torah avodo gemilas chasodim. And not only within this shul, but this shul as a leader in the broader community, other shuls and schools whose goals are also Torah, avoda, and gemilas chasodim. Yesterday's Parshas Yisro highlighted Matan Torah, the first of the two times when the Torah tells us about Ma'amad Har Sinai. And this event, the event of Matan Torah, marks the end of a story that already began many, many weeks ago when we were reading about Mitzrayim and we were reading about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the goal, the telos of the exodus from Egypt, was in order to be able to receive the Torah. Bo tziacho es ha'ami Mitzrayim, tavdo neso Elokim, alohor hazeh. And Yetzias Mitzrayim itself is also a story. And that began way back. It began when Moshe was in Midian, tending the flock of his father-in-law. And I want to bring you back to the beginning of the story that culminated in yesterday's parsha. And to try to speak to this notion of it takes time. It takes time for us as individuals and as a community to be able to get what we want. And what a bracha it is when we feel that we're absolutely in the right direction. You remember at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayomer Hashem ro'o ro'isi asoni ami asher b'mitzrayim v'estha kosom shamati mipnei noksav. Moshe, it's time. I've listened. I've heard. It's time to take B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Va'ered lahatzilo miyad Mitzrayim. And Moshe, I want you to be the messenger. I want you to leave where you are now. I want you to go back to Mitzrayim that you ran away from so many years earlier. I want you to be the instrument to take B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. V'yomer Moshe, Elo Elokim, mi anochi ki eilech el paro. What do you want from me? I can't go. I'm not appropriate to go. I'm not articulate. I'm not sophisticated. I'm not well-spoken. How are they going to listen to me? They're not going to listen to me. Hashem says they are going to listen to you. V'shamu lekolecha, and I'll give you the osos. I'll give you this os, and I'll give you this os. And I'll tell you the name to tell them. It's all going to work out. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, please, not me. I can't. They're not going to listen to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just said, V'shamul nekolecha. And six psukim later, Vayan Moshe Vayomer, V'hein lo yaminu li, V'lo yishma'u bekoli. No, don't worry, it's okay. No, I can't. Be Hashem lo ish devarim anochi. No, it's okay, you should go, I'll be with you. Vayomer Moshe says, Be Hashem shlach no, biya tishlach, at which point vayicharaf Hashem b'Moshe. At which point, finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loses his patience. And he gets angry in Moshe, and he says, Moshe, end of discussion, now it's time for you to go. So I have two questions on this story. The story that began a few weeks ago, that ended yesterday. The first question is, what's going on here? Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was having an argument with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a whole week. For a whole week, I can't go, it's not me, how can I go, it's not that, it's other, I'm me, who am I? What's going on here? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to you, and he says, go, and you're convinced that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was convinced that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you playing games for? What's going on here? For a whole week, you're draying and you're darshening and you're kvetching. How can it be? It's not shayach. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam comes and says, go, you jump. How high should I jump? Whatever you say, God, we're talking God here. We're talking HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. For a whole week, he's fighting with God. It's a pastim garnish. We don't understand. And the second question is, it's not just a Ben Adam LaMakom issue, it's a Ben Adam LaChavero issue. Doesn't Moshe understand that every single time, every single moment, every single hour, every day that he's arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nebuch B'nai Yisrael are suffering in Mitzrayim? Moshe Rabbeinu knew very well what was going on. You remember a long time ago, Vayifen Kol V'cho V'yarki Einish V'yaches HaMitzri. He knows what the Mitzrayim are doing to the Jews. I could have imagined that all these years, Moshe Rabbeinu favor from Dorten Avek and Midian, every minute he's saying to himself, when is this going to end? When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do something? Finally, Hashem comes and taps him on the shoulder. Jump! Wow, God, I've been waiting. Good, great, let's go. Let's go, it's time to go. What took you so long? And instead, no, I can't. Somebody else, not me. They're not going to listen to me. Every second, Jewish lives are on the line. Why isn't he jumping? He should run right back. Get the ball rolling. Start going. And save Jewish suffering. It's a double question. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to go, you go. End of discussion. Finished. That's it. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, go, you go. Second of all, the varmkeit and the menschlichkeit and the sensitivity and the concern. He's ready to fight. A whole week, Nebuch. Jews suffered for a whole week. I want to share with you something that I heard many years ago from Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav was once speaking on Tisha B'Av. And there's a line in Akina on Tisha B'Av that brought him to a certain Pirkei the Rebbe Eliezer. And the Pirkei the Rebbe Eliezer is on the Pasuk of Shlach Na B'Yad Tishlach. What does it mean, finally, at the end of a whole week? At the end of back and forth and back and forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shlach Na B'Yad Tishlach. It's a very strange phrase. How do you translate? Shlach Na B'Yad Tishlach. Send, please, at the hands of who you're going to send. So we don't know who this is. So some of the Farshim say it's a reference to his brother Aaron. Aaron is much more articulate. He's much more sophisticated than I am. I'm a Kvad Pen, a Kvad Lasho, not Aaron. Send Aaron. All we really know it means is don't send me. Shlach na b'yat tishlach means not me. But who then? Says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Shlach na b'yat tishlach is a reference to Eliyahu HaNavi. Is a reference to Eliyahu HaNavi. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to send Eliyahu. Asked Rabbi Soloveitchik, Vos Epis Eliyahu HaNavi. What's Eliyahu HaNavi doing as part of this equation? And why is he relevant here? And what is ultimately the lesson? And the answer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to send Eliyahu HaNavi, I'm going to send you instead. Moshe Rabbeinu understood what would happen if he would take the Jews out of Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu understood very well that if he would take the Jews out of Egypt, so Baruch Hashem, the Jews would leave Egypt, they'd valger for a while in the desert, they'd come to Eretz Yisrael. After a couple of centuries, they'll have a Beis HaMikdash, and then the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and they're going to go into exile. No, Baruch Hashem, Yachasit, it's a short exile. They'll go back to Eretz Yisrael. They'll have a second Beis HaMikdash. Not like the first, but there'll be a second Beis HaMikdash. And Baruch Hashem, the second Beis HaMikdash is going to last for a while. But then Nebuch, there's going to become a second Churban Beis HaMikdash. There'll be another destruction. And the Jews are going to go into exile. And this exile, Moshe Rabbeinu knew, is going to be a long and huge exile. This exile is going to have the Asara Haruge Malchus of the second century. In this exile, we're going to have the Crusades at the end of the 11th and into the 12th century, the First Crusade, the Second Crusade, and the Third Crusade. And then we're going to have Nebuch, the destruction caused as a result of the Black Death in the middle of the 14th century. And we're going to have the Khmelnytsky massacres in the 17th century. And we're going to have, in the end of the 15th century, the Spanish expulsion. And then at the beginning of the 20th century, we're going to have the Kishinev pogrom. And then Nebuch, in the middle of the 20th century, we're going to have the worst horrific tragedy that ever befell the Jewish people. And then at the end of the 20th century, into the beginning of the 21st century, Jews are going to get blown up in buses in the streets of Yerushalayim and in Eretz Yisrael. And Israeli soldiers are going to be giving up their lives in order to defend the Jewish homeland. Moshe Rabbeinu knew all of that. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu argues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, I beg you, Rabbeinu Shloilem, don't send me. Send Eliyahu HaNavi. Who is Eliyahu HaNavi? Eliyahu HaNavi is the Mevaser HaGeula. Eliyahu HaNavi is the harbinger of redemption. Send Eliyahu HaNavi and we're done. Send Eliyahu HaNavi and we're finished. That's it. No more tzoris. No more difficulties. Come Eliyahu HaNavi. We go straight to Eretz Yisrael. And we're there. Lo'adu le'netzach netzachem without any golus. And without any Jewish suffering and without any tragedy. Moshe Rabbeinu was not arguing with God for a week. Moshe Rabbeinu is arguing with God for all Jewish eternity. Please. No, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. They're not going to listen to me. What am I going to tell them? I don't want to go. You need to send Eliyahu HaNavi. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the lashon of the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Amar lo amarti lecha. Lecha v'eshlochacha el Yisrael. Ela lecha v'eshlochacha el paro. Now, Moshe, is the time for you to go. Ulo'oso ho'ish she'ata omer. And with regard to the person who you are suggesting that I should send now to redeem the Jews from Egypt, ulo'oso ho'ish she'ata omer, ani sholeach le'osid lavo el Yisrael. Someday, in the eschatological era, at the end of time, I'm going to send Eliyahu HaNavi. Shenemar hine anochi sholeach lachem es Eliyahu HaNavi lifnei bo yom Hashem. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Moshe Rabbeinu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Moshe Rabbeinu that redemption doesn't happen in a split second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Moshe Rabbeinu that redemption is not boom. It's not 0 to 104 seconds. It's not you go from Golas Mitzrayim to the ultimate Geula HaAzido HaShlema with nothing in between. Redemption is a process. Redemption takes time. Redemption is complicated. It takes time for us to be able to achieve what we want. It doesn't happen immediately. And it's up and it's down and it's sideways and it's backwards. And it's complicated and it's not easy. And we hope it's inexorable, but sometimes we have curves in the way. And it's not always so simple and it's not always so straightforward. We understand ourselves and our personal lives. We want redemption. We want to be able to feel a shtickle nachas, a shtickle balance. We want to be able to feel happy in our lives. And it's not so pashut. We want to have a shtickle parnassus, so we put money in the stock market. Zalgatu piten nevach, what happens? I thought I put money in the stock market, it shoots up. The stock market is a heen and a hair and back and forth, and it's a metaphor for life. The state of Israel, we think, Baruch Hashem, Shechiyanu v'kiyamanu. Where are we now, 60 years after the founding of the state of Israel? So if we say, Reshit Tzmichat Geulateinu, what does that mean? Reshit Tzmichat, it's not the Reshit of Geulateinu. It's Zichr, not Geulateinu. It's not the Tzmichat of Geulateinu. It's only the Reshit of the Tzmichas. We're not flowering yet. Nope, we're not flowering. We're not beginning. Nope, we're not beginning yet either. We're beginning to flower. 60 years later, after the founding of the state of Israel, Rachmana Litzlan, the tension, the pressures that the state of Israel finds itself under now, the difficult decisions that they have to make, redemption is not pashut, it's not glot. It doesn't happen 1, 2, 3. Eliyahu HaNavi is not the person, teaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not the person to redeem the Jews from Egypt. We need a process. We need a process, and the process sometimes takes time. And that's why, how much of a bracha it is, how much of a simcha it is, how much joy and nachas we have when we make a decision that we know puts us on the right path. And you have made such a decision, such an important and momentous decision in your choice of Amara D'Asra. Rabbi Shulman, as I mentioned, a formidable Talmud Chacham, he knows. He really knows. He knows learning. He knows Psak Halacha. He's a great teacher. Not every great Talmud Chacham is a great Rebbe. He's a great teacher. He's a real mensch. Not every great Talmud Chacham and great teacher is a real mensch. Not every real mensch is a great Talmud Chacham. It's rare that you have somebody who combines with such distinction the qualities of the moach and the qualities of the neshama and the heart. Somebody who's a community leader, who's committed himself not only to work the Lev V'Nefesh for this particular shul, but to put his shoulder to the grind and help raise the entire Jewish community in this great city. Rabbi Nissen Shulman, when he introduced me, spoke about the Yarchei Kala. It's a group. I have now three groups of younger rabbis. Rabbi Moshe Shulman is still a little bit younger than I am. that we meet and we talk and we spend time together, and I got to know your rabbi many years ago, and I just fell in love with him. Such an amazing guy. We have about 35 in our chabura, and I really think that the reason why we come together, whether it's in Dallas or whether maybe this year it'll be in Memphis or whether it'll be in Los Angeles, because they want to hang out with your rabbi. Because they want to see a guy who's the real thing, who's a role model for them, who has a track record in community building and in Torah teaching and in community leading, who is the son of extraordinary parents. Rabbi Shulman's parents have devoted their lives, and Emir Tzashem, Rabbi Nissen Shulman, for many, many, many more years, Gesundheit for you and your Rebbetzin, devote lives, prodigious, extraordinary talents, in order to help Klal Yisrael. They could have done anything, but we are all the beneficiaries. What role models for a son to see growing up in a family. Rabbi Shulman, the husband of a great woman who gives so much of herself, so much of her kochos, and you are lucky and you are fortunate to this community and to all with whom she comes into contact. So sometimes it's tough. Redemption is a process. Baruch she'achiyanu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. When the process rolls, and it's a process that, please God, will result in tremendous redemption, continued for this community, both Bichlal as well as Bifrat. I want to conclude by drawing upon and borrowing from the Nusach of the Rishus that we read when we invite the Chasen Torah on Simchas Torah to come up. I'm going to ask Rabbi and Mrs. Shulman, when I'm done, to please come forward. Yihi ratzon milifnei ha-gavura. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of us join in these words. This is a momentous moment for this community. Yihi ratzon milifnei ha-gavura l'aseis chayim v'chesed v'nezer v'atara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant life and kindness and all kinds of crowns. L'harav Moshe Yitzchak, ben harav Nissen Elchanan Halevi, v'harav Bonis Rivka. L'amtso, l'varcho, l'gadlo b'talmud Torah. To strengthen him, to bless him, and to allow him to continue yet to grow even more in the study of Torah. L'dorsho, l'chayim, l'hadro, l'va'ado b'chabura. To seek him out for life and for glory, to glorify him in the chabura, in the community. L'zakoso, to give him zechuyot. L'chayoso, to give him life. L'takso, b'teches ora, to assign him to a life of Torah. L'yashro, l'chalalo, l'lamdo, lekach usvara, to grant him virtue and distinction and knowledge and wisdom. Lamalto, to make him safe. Lanaso, to raise him up. Lisa'ado besa'ad barura, and to help him with really strong support. Latokfo, lasamcho. Lasamcho baruach nishbara, even at the times when his spirit may be low, Kadosh Baruch Hu should strengthen him and should assist him. Amod, amod, amod. Harav, Reb Moshe Yitzchak, ben Harav Nissen Elchanan Halevi, v'harabonis Rivka, v'harabonis Bela, Mara da'asra, shel beis ha'kneses Yisrael ha'tzair de St. Louis. V'sein kavod l'keil gadol v'norah. His actions should bring honor to the great and awesome God. Ubischar zeh tiske mekel nora. And in that schus, he should be zoche and Mrs. Shulman should be zocheh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, liros banim uvenei banim, oskim betorah, umakaimei mitzvos besocham yafo uvara, to be zocheh to have the extraordinary children that they have, to engage in Torah study and in acts of mitzvahs in the midst of a beautiful and refined people. V'tiske l'smoach b'simchas beis ha-bechira, and they should be zoche to witness the binyan beis ha-mikdash. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant Rabbi Shulman, Mrs. Shulman, and the family many wonderful years to be able to express the depth that they have and the wisdom that's theirs with a community that is so deserving of the extraordinary Rabbi and Rebbetzin that you have chosen. May Rishus kol ha-kohol ha-kadosh hazeh, not just with the permission, but with the enthusiastic support of this holy community. Amod, amod, amod. Harav Moshe Yitzchak ben Harav Nissan Elchanan Halevi v'harabanes Bela. May God grant you many years of continued nachas, hatzlacha, and success. Please come forward.
So I have room to put you in.